This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and your tushies do too. No matter what kind of butt you've got, you'll feel comfy while your baby's mushy little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Get your baby butt in the best-fitting diaper. Huggies Little Movers. We got you, baby.
Tonight, chaos at the off-grid festival Burning Man. Thousands of attendees trapped in the remote desert after 2 months of rain falls in one day. Here are tonight's headlines.
We're getting out of here.
A desert lake bed turns into a massive mud pit, forcing festival goers to shelter in place and conserve food and water.
Nobody's ever seen this kind of effect in there, ever.
As summer winds down, Americans from the Midwest to the East face brutally high temperatures.
It's the big September heat. We're talking 167 million above 90 degrees today.
The convicted killer who escaped from a prison in Chester County, Pennsylvania, is still on the run.
We are doing everything in our power to get this guy.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un announces a trip to Russia to talk weapons with Vladimir Putin. How one airline is cracking down on skip lagging, a popular trick for cheaper flights. We'll explain the pros and cons.
It's like I used skip lag to pay less, and I ended up paying a lot more.
At this Pennsylvania eye clinic, kids are excited to copy this rescue cat who loves wearing one of her 25 pairs of glasses.
It's always been my goal that I create a positive and fun memory.
Somebody once told me. And remembering an all-star, Smash Mouth frontman Steve Harwell.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us. I'm Major Garrett in for Nora. We begin with tonight's mud-delayed exodus from Burning Man. That's the counterculture art festival held every year on what is typically a dry and dusty lake bed in the Nevada desert. But over the weekend, a major downpour turned the ground there into thick mud, the cement-like sludge stranding more than 70,000 people and forcing them to shelter in place and conserve food and water. Conditions at the makeshift city quickly turned bleak. One death was reported, though there are no details yet on the cause of that death. With the ground so wet, many who tried to leave the remote area were stuck spinning their wheels or knee-deep in mud. Tonight, the only road out is finally dry enough for people to slowly start making their way back to civilization. CBS's Elise Preston leads us off from Black Rock Desert just outside the camp and all the chaos. Elise, good evening.
Good evening to you, Major. We are right outside the campsite, and you can see just how remote this is, about 140 miles from Reno. They may look like ants on your screen, but thousands of cars are snaking through the desert, barely moving.
We're getting out of here.
Today finally was moving day, but it was a slow slog. Tens of thousands attending the event that celebrates being off the grid have been stuck in gridlock. There is just one road to leave the isolated Black Rock Desert.
We just spent 4 hours in line to get out. And the people are in line now, getting in line now, might spend 12 hours.
After 2 months of rain fell in one day, Burning Man officials warn festival goers to shelter in place, not to try to make the more than 5 mile trek out. The mud so thick, even large vehicles couldn't move. And those who chose to walk barefoot risked chemical burns because the mud is alkaline.
We're pumped. I'm like, for me and my husband, this is an escape from the hard things, and this is kind of hard.
Many took the risk to leave early, posting as they went, including DJ Diplo and comedian Chris Rock, who hiked out, then caught a ride. Annual Burning Man Festival attracts artists and free spirits, the counterculture, and the wealthy, bringing all of them to the remote desert to hang out, camp out, and practice what organizers call radical self-reliance.
This is the best burn ever.
That's been put to the test as food supplies dwindled and portable toilets couldn't be emptied. Some may be in survival mode. To others, being stranded in the muck is just another experience.
Seriously, like, this has given us the opportunity to rise to radical self-reliance and to support each other in the community, and I'm having the best time.
All of this mess was part of a larger storm system that caused flooding and left heavy damage in Las Vegas, nearly 500 miles to the south. Back in the Black Rock Desert, where a city grows out of nowhere every summer for Burning Man, this year, emptying that city is a full-time headache. It could take more than 12 hours to get out of this campsite traffic. Organizers are asking people to stagger their departures to help relieve some of this traffic jam. Meanwhile, hotels in nearby cities and towns are preparing for an influx of travelers. Many are already sold out. Major?
It will be a challenge to leave no trace. Elise Preston, thank you. For about half the country, today's unofficial end of summer was as hot as mid-July. Nearly 170 million Americans sweltered in temperatures above 90. Some places hit historic high temperatures for September. And as CBS's Meg Oliver reports, the heat is impacting the start of the school year.
As extreme heat continues to roast New York, fans and players at the U.S. Open Tennis Championships in Flushing are trying to cope.
It's doable when you have a fan.
Today hit 90, about 10 degrees higher than normal. Ahead of the first day of school tomorrow, the Philadelphia Public School District announced early dismissals through Wednesday for students who attend schools with little or no air conditioning. Cooling centers are open in Washington, D.C., where a hot weather emergency is in effect. But 98 degrees hasn't stopped tourists like Lee and Tammy Robbie, who came from Boise to visit the national monuments.
We stop and sit down once in a while, try to find some shade. The breeze is wonderful, if you can get in the breeze.
The heat stretches all the way from the Midwest to the East Coast, with record-breaking temperatures across five states. People braved the temperatures at the Minnesota State Fair on Sunday, hitting a record-tying 97 degrees, 20 degrees higher than usual.
As I feel myself getting too hot, I just make sure we go to the shade and cool down, drink water.
More than 1,000 miles away in New Jersey, some headed to the shore, hoping to find relief in the waves.
How was the weather down at the shore?
Amazing.
It was amazing today. It was really hot. The waves were nice.
The waves were crashing.
Those powerful waves are remnants of Hurricane Idalia, which is far offshore now, but still creating a high risk of rip currents from the Jersey Shore, stretching all the way to Virginia. Major?
Meg Oliver, thank you so much. For more on where the dangerous heat is headed next and how long it will be around, let's bring in Chris Warren of our partners at the Weather Channel. Chris, good evening.
Good evening, Major. September heat will be building. Some sizzling temperatures expected because of this. A big ridge of high pressure is going to be centered over the southern plains, but it's going to expand. The temperatures over the next few days will be well into the 90s for the northeast, triple digits in the southern plains, including most of Texas. The potential for record heat in the northeast includes, on Wednesday, 97 in Philadelphia. Also watching what is expected to be the next named storm in the Atlantic Ocean. And we do have to continue to watch where it ultimately goes. More likely to stay away from land, but still, Major, too early to say for sure.
We will keep an eye out. Chris Warren, thank you. Tonight, police in Pennsylvania may be closing in on a convicted killer who escaped from prison last week. There were multiple sightings of Danilo Cavalcante over the weekend. People in the area are being urged to lock their doors and stay alert. Here is CBS's Marcella Bayetto.
Danilo Cavalcante was spotted on a residential surveillance camera this weekend, less than 2 miles from where he escaped.
We are doing everything in our power to get this guy, and people are working round the clock. I understand their fears.
Police are blaring a recorded message from Cavalcante's mother through this helicopter and car speakers, urging him to surrender. They have narrowed their search to a residential area that's deep in the woods, closing off roads to limit access in or out. Police say they have responded to well over 100 tips from neighbors in the area. Since his escape from the Chester County prison on Thursday morning, Cavalcante has been spotted 4 times in this area outside of Philadelphia.
The fact that this guy is still out there after all this time, it's insane.
Lance Lehman came back from his holiday weekend trip early after seeing that surveillance video.
We want to make sure everything's clear. Nothing's going on. He's not hiding in our structure.
Cavalcante is serving a life sentence without parole after he was found guilty of killing his ex-girlfriend in front of her 2 small children.
We want it to be over. It's been a really scary couple of days here in the community.
How he managed to leave the prison is still under investigation, but this is the second escape there since May.
It's not easy terrain to get across. It's perfect hiding grounds for the ultimate game of hide and go seek.
Now, authorities are still working to confirm whether several home burglaries in this area are connected to Cavalcante. Major.
Marcella Bayetto, thank you. There is breaking news tonight on a meeting between the leaders of Russia and North Korea, 2 staunch foes of the U.S. CBS News has learned that Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin will meet later this month to discuss, among other things, a fresh supply of weapons for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has more.
Word of the scheduled meeting between Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin comes as the Biden administration has been warning that arms negotiations between North Korea and Russia are actively advancing. U.S. officials provided evidence last week that Russia's defense minister had recently traveled to North Korea to try to convince Pyongyang to sell artillery ammunition to Russia. After that visit, the U.S. says Putin and Kim exchanged letters pledging to increase their bilateral cooperation. A Kremlin spokesman says Russia and North Korea have mutually respectful relations and that contacts are being made at various levels. Both Russia and China sent delegations to North Korea in July, the first visits by top foreign officials since the COVID-19 pandemic began in 2020. President Biden today ignored shouted questions about a potential arms deal. But the White House has been warning North Korea, officially known as the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, or DPRK, not to help Russia.
We urge the DPRK to cease its arms negotiations with Russia. We will continue to identify, expose, and counter Russia attempts to acquire military equipment from the DPRK or any other states that is prepared to support its war in Ukraine.
Plans for a meeting between Kim and Putin come as President Biden is set to leave later this week for the G20 summit in India before making a visit to Vietnam. Russia is a member of the G20, but Major Putin isn't scheduled to attend.
Ed O'Keefe, thank you so much. Julio Urias, a star pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers, is out of jail on bail tonight. ESPN reports he is now charged with felony domestic violence. Urias was arrested Sunday night near the L.A. soccer stadium where Lionel Messi was playing. In 2019, the league suspended Urias for 20 games following a domestic battery arrest. No charges were filed in that case. Tonight, millions of Americans are hitting the roads and skies as the Labor Day weekend wraps up. The TSA expects to screen more than 14 million passengers through the 6-day stretch that ends Wednesday. AAA says international bookings were up 44%, domestic bookings up 4%. If you're looking to avoid congestion, they say tonight is the best time to hit the road. Some air passengers flying home saved money on their ticket by using a popular tactic called skip lagging. That's when travelers book a flight with a layover, but skip the last leg of the trip. American Airlines is now cracking down on this cost-cutting travel hack and taking the company behind it to federal court. Here is CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Cassie Oran thought she'd saved a couple $100 on a flight to visit mom. Using the website SkipLagged, she booked a so-called Hidden City fare to Boston with a connection in Washington, D.C., her actual final destination.
The moment I saw my ticket and it told me to see an agent, I was already panicking. And the panic just got worse every step of the way.
It got worse because skipping that last leg violates airlines' terms of service, the rules flyers agree to follow when they buy a ticket.
And they're like, well, just so you know, if you do not go to Boston, then you will be banned from American Airlines forever.
American declined to comment on her situation, but is now suing SkipLagged, arguing the site is not authorized to sell American tickets and deceives the public with claims of access to some kind of secret loophole. The airline says tickets issued by the decade-old website are at risk for invalidation.
Airlines are going to take every step they can to protect their businesses. They don't like the use and abuse of Hidden City fares. They want to stop this while it's a small problem.
SkipLagged settled earlier lawsuits by Southwest and Orbitz. United Airlines had its case thrown out. In a statement, SkipLagged tells CBS News, "We will be fighting this ridiculous lawsuit until the very end to protect consumer rights to the lowest fares." Ultimately, Oran canceled her flight and booked a new one direct to D.C.
I used SkipLagged to pay less, and I ended up paying a lot more.
SkipLagged claims millions of repeat customers, but airlines argue if you book a seat on a flight you don't intend to take, it keeps somebody else from being able to travel. And Major, it costs the airlines money.
Chris Van Cleve, thank you very much. President Biden spent part of this Labor Day drumming up support from unions. During a parade in Philadelphia, Biden said he's celebrating good-paying union jobs. His comments come as 146,000 union workers threaten to wage an historic strike against the nation's big three automakers. The president said he does not think that strike will happen. A crew of four returned to Earth today after an extended stay in space. The NASA-contracted SpaceX Dragon capsule successfully splashed down off the coast of Florida just after midnight. The crew spent 6 months at the International Space Station, part of an ongoing rotation. While aboard, the astronauts did experiments and maintenance. Back on Earth, the team is looking forward to steaming coffee and hot showers. A gender reveal stunt ends in tragedy in Mexico. We will have the details straight ahead.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
A pilot has died after a gender reveal stunt in Mexico. Video shows the plane releasing pink smoke while flying above the expecting couple and cheering guests over the weekend. But seconds later, the plane's left wing appears to collapse, sending the aircraft spiraling out of control. The pilot was the only person on board. He died at the hospital. Firefighters in Southern California rescued a driver who was trapped in a wrecked truck for 5 days. The driver was in their pickup truck when it plunged off a 100-foot cliff last Tuesday. Someone finally spotted the wreck in the steep ravine over the weekend and called 911. A team of first responders formed a human chain and pulled the driver to safety. The former Smash Mouth lead singer Steve Harwell, voice of the ubiquitous hit All Star, died today. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. The band's manager confirmed the 56-year-old died at his home in Boise, Idaho, after suffering liver failure. The band's 1999 Grammy-nominated song has appeared in multiple movies, including Shrek. It's also garnered nearly 1 billion streams on Spotify. Thousands of parrot heads flocked to Key West for a second-line procession to honor legendary singer Jimmy Buffett. The 76-year-old died Friday. The Mississippi native called Key West home for many years. It's where he perfected his laid-back sound and where he launched his global Margaritaville brand. Sunday's tribute started at 5 o'clock, a knowing nod to his hit, It's 5 o'clock somewhere. One very special cat is helping kids see life in a whole new way. That's next.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We end tonight looking at life through the eyes of a child by way of one very cool cat. CBS's Jan Crawford brings it all into focus.
Show me the apple. Good job.
In her spare time, Truffles the kitty knows a lot of tricks.
Can you give me a high five for that? Awesome.
But she's got an important day job. She models glasses for kids.
Kids just really related to her right from the very beginning.
At this Pennsylvania eye clinic, kids are excited to copy this rescue cat who loves wearing one of her 25 pairs of glasses.
What are we missing generally with kids and vision?
I feel like the moment a child gets glasses is such an important moment in their life. And it's always been my goal that I create a positive and fun memory.
Fingers crossed.
A quarter of kids, like Joella, have a vision issue that goes undiagnosed. And it's not always fun for kids who feel different or find doctors scary. That's where Truffles comes in.
Truffles and Joella, they both are different. And they both have a heart to help.
Kids all over the world now look to Truffles.
How does Truffles look?
An online sensation to show them how it's done.
Thank you, Truffles.
But for all her good works, at heart, she's a cat.
She kind of seems like she owns the place.
She definitely must feel like she owns the place.
Jan Crawford, CBS News, Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
And that is tonight's CBS Evening News. For Nora O'Donnell and all of us here at CBS News, thanks for joining us on this Labor Day. Good night.
If you enjoy tuning in to the CBS Evening News, there are official t-shirts, hats, mugs, and more available for purchase at ParamountShop.com. These products are perfect for any fan of evening news, and you can take 20% off with code EVENING20. That's 20% off all CBS Evening News products with code EVENING20 at ParamountShop.com.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.